This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vigils held across Texas in the wake of catastrophic weekend flooding in Texas Hill Country. Pastor Alex Lara is from Elevate Church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. He said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine days after ordering a pause in deliveries. U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers touting accomplishments in the new two-year state budget, including funding for food programs statewide.
Good news is we got $10 million in the budget for food security in the state, which is not enough, but it's a start.
Evers made his comments at the Community Partners campus in Wausau, which brings programs for medical care and food insecurity under one roof. The American Red Cross is urging donations now to keep the blood supply adequate during the summer months. You can schedule an appointment and find a drive near you by visiting redcrossblood.org. The homes of some UW Regents vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reporting at least 4 Regents' homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you after 6 a.m. Hope you're having a great day so far. You know, it's Tuesday. I guess that's a good thing, right? Here is Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:14 on Tuesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue, turning partly cloudy with a low of 63. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 81. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. On Friday, shower and thunderstorm chances throughout the day, mostly cloudy, a high of 85. Currently 64 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Max FM studios. Calm winds this morning. As we're looking outside the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak, don't see a whole lot of activity happening yet, and pretty quiet watching the tree branches as well. So hope everyone's having a great day. Then you know, we might as well give the traffic report. No traffic issues either. I just am looking out on Broadway. I saw one car go by in the whole time. that we've been talking so far. So yeah, no rush hour in downtown Baraboo yet. It is Tuesday after all. And you know, happy Taco Tuesday.
Today's show is brought to you by Taco Tuesday.
It's raining tacos.
Fun fact, now it's the only day of the week you're legally allowed to eat tacos.
No, we're just kidding. You can have tacos any day, but Taco Tuesday, yes, it's a thing. And I'm not eating a taco this early in the morning. Yeah, 6:16 in the morning, probably not the time to have tacos. And I'll have Emily in the studio with me today. So yeah, no tacos today. I will behave myself and resist the urge to have tacos. But oh my goodness, I had a hankering for a Mexican pizza the other day, and now tacos. Yeah, I can see where my brain is at, but I'm going to hold off on those activities for at least the morning and not antagonize Emily this morning with tacos. Emily will be joining us at 7:10 this morning, and the shenanigans will ensue on your Tuesday morning. She is back from her day off, and we're going to talk about decisions that are based on our pets. We'll be celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversaries, we'll talk about those at 7:40. We're also going to talk about the most important type of camping, bathroom camping. You ask what that is? We will talk about that a little bit later this morning. Of course, we will celebrate calendar days as well. Tomorrow will be a big day over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. It'll be our Christmas in July. Tune in tomorrow morning. We will give you all the details on that. Also, we start our live broadcast from the Saucony Fair tomorrow starting at 3 p.m. We will be out there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'd like to thank all of our broadcast sponsors for that. We're excited to be out there. I do want to say thank you to our engineering team for all the help with that yesterday, as well as Miss Wendy. We are ready to go. We will be in the big red circus wagon right off of Washington Avenue as you come in the entrance. Now, we're in a little bit of a different location. We're across the road where we were last year. So when you come in Washington Avenue, if you look to your left, there we are in the big red circus wagon. We love our view. We can see everything that's going on. We are so happy that everything's ready to go for that. And so stop by, say hi. We will be giving away Max FM swag. You'll have a chance to win some tickets. And we'll tell you about all those details while we're broadcasting live. Emily will be joining me out there. Wendy will be out there with me. And we'll have some other special guests. And who knows, maybe a celebrity or two as well. We'll see how that all comes together. But we're looking forward to the Saucony Fair. And I am honestly looking forward to fair food. Yes, I'm excited about that. I will be actually one of the judges in the cheesy beer bread contest tomorrow. So that I'm excited about. So yeah, if you made your cheesy bread, I cannot wait to try that. And the winner will go on to the state competition. So yes, excited about that. Anytime food is involved, I'm excited. I'm also excited because it's going to be a week of fair food and not necessarily eating all the things that I should be eating. So I'll do my best. It's only one meal a day that I'll be eating inappropriately. Well, who am I kidding? It'll probably be two because, you know, it'll be a little bit of a snack as well. What is your favorite fair food? That is my question of the morning. Text me. Let me know. 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mousetap on 99.7 Max FM. And let me know what your favorite fair food is. I'm curious about that. I'll let you all know my favorite fair food in just a little bit. Coming up, a look at sports and music by Stevie Wonder on Max FM.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game two of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with two on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, you know, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. You know, it was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum hits.
FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant going on 6:25 on your Tuesday morning. Going to be a beautiful morning to be out and about. 64 degrees outside. It is a little cloudy out there, but get out and enjoy the weather. You know, I am just happy that it is not hot and humid. So it's Fair Week. We're excited about that. Also, Farmers Market is back in downtown Baraboo tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square, right in the 500 block of Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. Stop on down for that tomorrow. Don Henley on Max FM.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. Don't forget to text me and let me know what your favorite fair food is. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Now, we all know as spouses, significant others, that sometimes we just keep on doing things when something happens to our significant other. A man is getting backlash because there's a TikTok of him continuing to participate in a fitness event even after his partner and girlfriend passed out and was getting treated by paramedics. Here is a witness complaining about what he saw, or what she saw. I'm sorry, no witness was he, okay. Just reading this, I'm reading some of the other side commentary on it, and so this is absolutely crazy. Okay, here we go.
Some guy's missus started like falling and fainting at the wall balls, and I was like, told one of the judges, oh, can you help her? Then she hit the deck, fainted, and was full, like, twitching on the floor. And then her boyfriend just kept on doing wall balls, didn't go over and see her. All the paramedics come over and start doing all this medical stuff to her. Boyfriend walks over, taps her on the leg, and then looks at the judge and goes, do I need her to finish the race? Technically, no. And he's like, right, sweet. And then ran off and finished the race without her. And then didn't even go back and check on her.
All right. So, yeah, the woman allegedly commented that she wanted him to continue it for them. So she said, yep, he should continue on. I would not have continued on. I'm sorry. If that was my wife, girlfriend, significant other, whatever the case may be, I would have stopped. The competition doesn't matter at that point. Doesn't matter what's on the line. My spouse is more important. I mean, I can see why this guy was upset about his comments. And, you know, I can see why the guy's facing a little bit of backlash as well for it. I mean, it doesn't look good. And I mean, if you really care about someone, what's more important, that competition or, you know, your significant other? So you can text me and let me know your thoughts on that. Would you stop doing what you were doing if that was your significant other? Continue on. We don't have her side of this. It sounds like that it was okay with her that he continued on, but I don't think so. I think that he should have probably stopped. And he apparently did tap her on the leg, and that's when she told him to, nope, continue on, keep going. And he even asked the judges, can I continue on without her? And I'm like, that if you have to ask that question, really, should you continue on? So text me and let me know your thoughts on that. If your significant other had some sort of an event, would you stop what you're doing or would you continue on? 608-355-9970. Or text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mousetap on 99.7 Max FM. And also, we're talking about favorite fair foods. Text and let us know what those are. Becky says 4-H ice cream. Yes, definitely have to have 4-H ice cream. I also really enjoy their burgers, in case anyone's curious, because it's one of the closest food stands to where we're at as well. And so, or not burgers. I can't remember what I got from over there. The Farm Bureau is the one that had the burgers. And so, yeah. Oh, a cheese curds. Okay, now you got me thinking about all the fair foods. So you can also give me ideas why I should be trying out there. 608-355-9970. And, you know, there's no elephant ears out there. I almost am betting on that. I will definitely have my elephant ear report for Corey Hartman and let him know if those are going to be there or not this year. So I am going to say 99% certain, no elephant ears, but hey, won't be the first time I was wrong, and it won't be the last time. Coming up, we are going to look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. We'll look at weather and some more great music right here on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
Swing into the Baraboo Fresh Market for flavor-packed deals and fresh-picked value. This is Craig. Certified Angus beef, boneless ribeye steaks, just $14.99 a pound. Or grab family-sized 85% lean ground chuck, only $4.69 a pound. Have a craving that needs crunching? Stock up on Old Dutch tortilla chips, 2 for $6. Plus, cool off with Edie's ice cream, 2 for $7. And fill the freezer with Smart One entrees, 5 for $10. Baraboo Fresh Market, where summer tastes better and your budget goes further.
The all-new Fireside Cabins of Baraboo invites you to enjoy the Sauk County Fair. Stop by Baraboo's newest wine and beer bar after your day at the fair. Check out the beautiful new cabins that your friends and family can enjoy when they visit. Go to firesidecabinswi.com.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant with CNC Music Factory 640 on Tuesday morning on Max FM.
Everybody dance now.
back with the bass. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your whirl and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there, the crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:44 on Tuesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms starting in the early afternoon, continuing into the evening with a high of 82. Tonight, those showers and thunderstorms continue. Partly cloudy, a low of 63. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. And on Friday, we do see a pretty decent chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Mostly cloudy, a high of 85. Currently 64 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Max FM studios. Looking outside this morning, still pretty quiet outside. That's okay, though, for a Tuesday morning. We know that activity will pick up momentarily. And we know that parking is a thing in a lot of our communities. And a woman in New York has started a side hustle as a car sitter. Basically, she charges $50 to wait around in someone's car for up to 90 minutes and move it for stuff like street cleaning. Here is Sydney Charlotte pitching that service.
If you live in New York City and need to move your car for street sweeping, the car sitter. I printed out these flyers and I'm putting them on all the cars. I'll sit in your car for a fraction of the price of a parking ticket and I'll move it and I'm insured.
So yes, this lady in New York City has started a side hustle as a car sitter, and she'll charge you $50 sitting in your car for up to an hour and a half, and she'll move it in so you don't get in trouble. And as she put it, a fraction of what a ticket cost. And it's an interesting concept, right? So you're paying someone to sit in your car,
and that way you don't get a ticket for it, and then your car is where you want it to be, apparently. But I'm thinking, okay, should you really be parking there? And I knew in New York City, parking is a whole different thing than what it is like, for example, outside the Max FM studios. We obviously have our two-hour parking rules in the downtown area. And it is so funny to sit here in the studio and watch what I will call parking roulette. People park in that two-hour parking, and then they wait for them to go by, do their thing, and then everyone's running out there, moving their cars around, doing the car shuffle, run back in for two more hours, and then come back out, move their cars. And so it is funny to watch it. I don't think anyone's going to pay anyone $50 to do that here in Baraboo. I don't remember how much those tickets cost, but I know they're not cheap. I know they're not $50 either when you get busted in the two-hour parking. But yeah, car sitter. I thought when I saw car sitter this morning when I started looking at it, it was going to be something about maybe staying with your car so your car doesn't get lonely, because we talk about people naming their cars yesterday. And so, yeah, very interesting to say the least. A new service in New York City that this lady is offering so your car does not get towed or ticketed. So, yeah, I can see that in New York City. I'm glad I don't live in the big city after all. As a reminder, we're curious what your favorite fair food is. Text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. Or text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Let us know what your favorite fair food is. We'll be talking about that throughout the morning. And you know it's Fair Week, and that's why we're excited. Sauk County Fair started yesterday. It continues today. We will be broadcasting live starting tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. through Saturday. So you can stop by, say hi to us in the big red circus wagon. Yeah, we'll hook you up with some Max FM swag. We'll tell you what you need to do to get that. And we also will be giving away some tickets. I'll give you all the details on that starting tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Our 15-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt beers on a...
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply, visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Hello, driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts at Truckin' for a Cause at the Badger State Truckin' Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like Kentucky Henutters. Go to BadgerStateTruckinShow.org for details.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
Bye.
So slashed and torn.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7
Same.
Too legit to quit.
strong and percolate the week daily. We make our move to improve our groove because we love to rule, but we late. Yo, work and play. We started at the bottom, now we lead the way. And yay, yay, I'm having a fit. Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit. Sign.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of people who died when flash flooding struck central Texas now exceeds 100 and is expected to keep on rising. ABC's Jim Ryan is along the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas.
The tragedy hits home for some well-known figures.
My daughters have gone to summer camp here for 10 years.
Including Senator Ted Cruz.
Just last week, Heidi was in town picking our youngest daughter, Catherine, up from camp.
So caught up now in pretending.
Country singer Pat Green has posted that his brother, his sister-in-law, and their two children are missing.